Well, hello guys. Hey, let's talk facts. Let's talk kind of men talk. Logical stuff. Let's analyze. Analyze. Go away, Nomad. Execute your prime objective. Sterilize. Duh, most of you people won't remember that. That's an old Star Trek original series. It was called The Changeling. So, as we know, modern femons are making their breasts bigger by getting implants, getting their lips bigger, getting their asses bigger. They don't need to get their mouths bigger, they're already big enough. Plastering the makeup on like cement, getting wigs on or false pieces, getting false eyelashes, going braless, ooh, that's supposed to excite us men. In other words, everything the femons are doing is all visual. And of course it's true, males are visual creatures. But really, we're not walking about in the forest with a club, are we? Men have evolved. We have adapted our world. We are even exploring space. But the femons have stayed far back and are using the same tricks they used for millennials. They don't seem to have adapted, evolved with us. They don't seem to understand that man is no longer just a visual creature. The biggest turn-on for men nowadays is a femon's intellect, her humor, her personality. That is what will last. Because a big perky pair of breasts will just end up on the ground. And if femons don't realize this, man will continue to evolve and leave the femons behind. More and more every day, femons are becoming obsolete. I mean, they're okay for a sideshow, for a little bit of entertainment. But as long-term relationships, most of them are a complete waste of time. The days of the trophy wife have come to an end. It used to be a man without a femon or a wife, then there must be something wrong with him. But now a man without a femon or a wife is considered an alpha male. Oh, the times have changed for the better, guys. For the better.